The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. Coming on first is the National Health Systems Resource Center, NHSRC, New Delhi, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, invites applications for the position of Senior Consultant, Health Management, on a contractual basis with a salary range of 90,000 to 1,50,000 per month. The last date to apply online is 8th July 2025. For detailed terms of reference, required qualifications, and to apply, please visit www.nhsrcindia.org, or you could also go on to www.mohfw.gov.in. The Indian Drugs and Pharmaceuticals Limited, IDPL, a Government of India undertaking, is inviting applications for Company Secretary and Deputy Manager Finance on a contractual basis at its corporate office in Gurugram, Haryana. Applicants from the Company Secretary position must be members of the Institute of Company Secretaries of India with 5 to 8 years of post-qualification experience. For Deputy Manager Finance, candidates must have a CMA or MBA Finance regular with similar experience in financial management, accounts, taxation, and statutory compliance. The monthly emoluments range from 40,000 to 45,000 rupees. The walk-in interview for both posts will be held on 14th July 2025 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. For application details and eligibility criteria, kindly visit IDPL website, that is at www.idplindia.in. The Central Council for Research in Homeopathy, CCRH, an autonomous body under the Ministry of Ayush, Government of India, is recruiting for the post of Assistant Director, Administration, on deputation basis. The position is in pay level 11 as per the 7th CPC and is open to officers from central, state governments, PSUs or autonomous bodies. The last date to apply is 31st July 2025. Interested candidates can find detailed eligibility criteria and application procedures on the official CCRH websites. You may go on to www.ccrhindia.nic.in or at www.ccrhindia.ayush.gov.in. Central Sanskrit University, CSU, New Delhi, under the Ministry of Education, invites online applications for the post of Principal, Professor's Grade, on tenure basis for 5 years in 13 Adarsh Sanskriti Mahavidyalayas, ASMs, across India. The post is in Academic Pay Level 14 as per the 7th CPC. All posts are unreserved and governed by the revised Adarsh Scheme 2022. Candidates can apply for up to 5 institutions or all through one online application by paying 3,000 rupees, 1,500 for SCST PWBD via online mode. The online application deadline is 28th July 2025. A signed printout of the application with documents must be sent by post to the CSU within 20 days of the online deadline. For details, eligibility and the institution list, kindly go on to the website at www.sanskrit.nic.in. Delhi Development Authority, DDA, invites applications for the post of Chief Engineer, Civil, 2 posts in Level 14. Superintending Engineer, Electrical Mechanical, 1 post, Level 12. Executive Engineer, Civil, 32 posts, level 11, on deputation basis from eligible officers of central state governments or relevant public works, town planning organizations. The initial deputation tenure is 3 years, extendable up to 5 years on an yearly basis. Eligibility includes officers holding analogous posts or with requisite years of regular service in lower grades as per the DOPT norms. Age should not exceed 56 years as on the closing date of the application. For complete details and the application format, kindly go onto the website at www.dda.gov.in. The last date to apply is 14th July 2025. Armed Forces Tribunal, Principal Bench, New Delhi, invites applications for one post of Assistant Registrar Protocol in Pay Matrix Level 9 as per the 7th CPC on deputation basis. For detailed notification and eligibility criteria, kindly visit www.aftdelhi.nic.in. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Government of India, invites applications for two posts of Director Engineering in its development wing on deputation, including short-term contract basis in Level 12 as per the 7th CPC. Eligible officers should apply through proper channel within 60 days from the date of publication to the Under Secretary, Administration, Room Number 427, Transport Bhavan, 1 Parliament Street, New Delhi 11001, or download the application form and details from the Ministry's website at www.shipmin.gov.in under Vacancy under Ministry in the Career section. The Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, Government of India, invites applications for four posts of Town and Country Planner, Group A Gazetted Non-Ministerial in Level 12 as per the 7th CPC. Recruitment will be through deputation, including short-term contract and direct recruitment. Candidates must hold a postgraduate degree in relevant planning fields and possess at least 10 years of experience in urban and regional planning or related areas. The age limit for direct recruits is 45 years and the maximum age for deputation is 50 years. Interested candidates from central, state governments, universities or recognized research institutions who meet the eligibility criteria may apply through proper channel within 60 days from the date of advertisement in the employment news. Detailed terms and conditions and application format can be accessed at http://documents.doptcirculars.nic.in. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS New Delhi, invites applications for one senior veterinary officer post on deputation basis, level 11. Interested candidates should refer to AIIMS website at www.aims.edu, or you can go on to www.aimsexam.ac.in for eligibility and application procedures. The last date to apply is 12th July 2025. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsttalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.